Hello, it's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica in Cafe Anyway, the last place on earth in Podcaster Valley. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, FF episode 3083. I got this interesting article about some sort of study that was done, new research has shed light on the concerning levels of car accidents involving drivers without a valid license. The analysis conducted by personal injury lawyers in the city of Boston, it's called Jason Stone Injury Lawyers. They used National Highway Traffic Safety Administration data, or the NHTSA, to identify the proportion of car accidents in each state that involved an unlicensed driver. The study also collected data on the states with the highest number of pedestrian fatalities and accidents involving an unlicensed driver to highlight the dangerous consequences of this illegal practice. According to the findings, 1 in 5 accidents across the U.S. are caused by or involved with an unlicensed driver, and it accounts for 10% of pedestrian deaths. But the highest state, the state with the worst amount of these crashes happening, is the state of Texas. Unlicensed drivers are responsible for nearly 20% of pedestrian deaths, and 1 in 3 crashes involve an unlicensed driver. The second would be Hawaii. And 10th on the list isn't California, but Tennessee. We're 9th. So be aware that there is, well, I told you about the people that were driving really crazy on my street, but they were younger people that just didn't know that they're not driving, you know, in a smart way, driving, speeding, taking this one turn close to my house really quickly, and they blew out a tire. Thankfully, they didn't crash into a house. According to this article, many drivers without a license have passed their driving test and previously held a valid license, but it has expired since and has not been updated. If you're involved in an accident without a valid license, this may invalidate your insurance. Whether you were responsible for the crash or not, it is also illegal, and you could face a large fine or be banned from driving if caught. In the Bay Area, with our enormous homeless population, you'll see homeless not driving, although I have seen that, and it was pretty scary because they were driving awful. Their car was about to fall apart. I have seen, though, lots of homeless people on those electric bikes or electric scooters, and they'll just fly right through signals, and oh my gosh, you got to keep your eyes open on the roads here in the Bay Area, because people fly through traffic lights because they figure, hey, I'm a pedestrian. No, I'm not. I don't have a license, but I'm on some kind of vehicle that's making me go really quickly. Haha, I don't have to follow the rules. Well, and then something horrible happens, and it's devastating. The staggering high number suggests that legislators must crack down on unlicensed driving, it says here, particularly in Texas, where the number of accidents is 50% higher than average. All drivers should make sure they have no outstanding fines, that their license is in date and covers their vehicle in order to protect themselves and others. You know, we've got that new ID, or the whatever they call it, the real ID. That's it. And yes, I have not gotten that yet. I want to get the passport. I do have my driver's license, but I really want to get a passport, which is as equal as a real ID when you go flying. But then, you know, a real ID, you can't fly to other countries. You can with a passport. But to find a passport person that gets you the passport is impossible here in the Bay Area. I have looked everywhere. I've combed the internet. Nothing. No one's helpful. If you have any suggestions, why, go to my website, mikesdailypodcast.com, and let me know. Because, man, it is just frustrating as heck. I want a passport, man. Hey, that's the end of this part of the show, because we got to go into Cafe Anyway and really get the thing started. Why don't we go now? I'll get the door for you. Here we go. Go. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway. Hello, it's Mike.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 3083, and Mike Matthews here in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of a meritopica. Mike's Daily Podcast. It's the land of a meritopica. Mike Matthews, did you enjoy that 3-day weekend people got to have? Oh boy, they were doing things, maybe going to the lake. Or to the sea, I don't know. I made that mistake one time. I got stuck in the worst traffic. But today, I am
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Podcasting to you. Hopefully, this will be a good week, a short week. It's episode 3083.
Mike's
3083.
Daily.
Beyonce.
Podcast.
Her Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Tour. And I know that song. This ain't no Texas or Hold'em thing. That thing, that what do we call them? A leader. Some people call songs leaders. Others call them a joint. I've heard that and other odd names for songs. But the hotel prices for cities that are along the tour that Beyonce is doing, those hotel prices surged by 178%. What? Oh, I want to go see her in concert. Oh, I'll just find a hotel, a cheap hotel. Nope, no cheap hotels. None for you. An extra $523 it will cost you in Chicago. The tour has sparked over 82,000 Google searches in the last month. This was from earlier this month. I'm not sure where she is now on her tour, but Skylab, when I was a kid, it fell from the sky. I remember my mom saying, let's go outside and see it fall. And I don't know. I think what I saw was a plane. I don't, because we were right. We were in the San Fernando Valley in Van Nuys in the flight path of Burbank Airport. Which, is it now the Bob Hope Airport? Or John Wayne? No, John Wayne Airport's further south. Anyway, Cafe Anyway. But nowadays...
And here's today's podcast picture.
The podcast picture is not of Skylab, but of yours truly, Mike Matthews. In the podcast picture, see that at mikesdailypodcast.com. Me over there in Niles. I was there on Friday. It was a beautiful evening. Lots of people out. A lot of cool cars. Ooh, I got to feature a picture of some of the cool cars I saw. And I'm not even a car enthusiast, but I thought they were cool. I am a follower of a guy on YouTube who has a channel called RVer TV. And my lovely lady friend bought me a fun t-shirt. I'm wearing that in the video. If you go to mikesdailypodcast.com and scroll to the area where it says Mike goes live on video sometimes. And the late great Basil the Boxer, he would have laughed at this picture because it's of cats watching RVer TV. Now, I got to tell you, RVer TV is not for everyone. In fact, I'm getting a little tired of it lately. This is my plug and my slug. Because lately, I've been... he drives. It's basically just video of him driving. And it's not of him. It's of the road as it's moving along. And you're, oh, look at the beautiful. And he's got cameras on either side of the RV, which isn't really an RV. It's just a very tall van that he lives in by the river. And he gets some good shots of places he drives through. And it makes me think about, maybe I should plan a trip to go to places in the Midwest or in the South or in the Northeast, that kind of thing where he goes. But he's mostly in the Southeast. The late, great Basil the Boxer. He did not, I don't think we ever went, yeah, we never went outside of California. But he's saying there, hey, go on the road, do a road trip, have fun. It's summertime, just about. So he has a ton of followers and he'll go out and video. He lives over there in Quartzsite, Arizona. And he'll run into people and they go, oh, I watch you all the time. And he's an older guy and he seems the nicest guy. His name's Russ. And I would love to run into him someday. But I got a t-shirt. So some of my, well, not my money, but my lovely lady friend Cat's money went into his funding because I got a cool shirt with cats watching RV or TV. It's a clever thing. My point is, satellites falling and stuff falling from the sky.
Mike's Matthewsment Park.
Yes, it's like an amusement park with a Mike Matthewsman.
The front panel will close automatically. Please remain seated at all times.
Remain seated. No, so stuff is falling from the sky all the time. Three satellites fall, re-enter every day, but will rise to 25 to 50 per day in 10 years. Wow. This increase is primarily driven by the rapid growth of satellite constellations from companies like SpaceX. They call them satellite constellations. Space Junk. Wasn't that the name of a band? No, the Space Hog. But I know there's an album of somebody did called Space Junk. Ooh, my lovely lady friend and I were having a discussion about 80s songs. And if I may take this moment here to just reminisce about some weird stuff that happened in the 80s. But one of the things that people forget, because you listen to these 80s station, and what songs do they play in a loop over and over again? They play Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Blondie, Call Me, Take On Me by A-ha, and what's the other one? Eye of the Tiger. What's a fifth one that they play constantly? Maybe Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. But I was thinking about how Prince had this one song, and I'm 99% sure it went to number one. I was just getting into radio at the time. It was called Sign of the Times, and that was also the name of the album. Sign of the Times is also a video by Harry Styles, which comes up first. And the song comes up first. Thank you, Harry Styles, for steering that thunder from Prince in your youth. And when you get older, how will you be after you've been jaded by the Olivia Wilde and everything else? As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Meritopica. You know, Sign of the Times is actually the O was meant to look like a peace symbol. It's the ninth studio album by Prince. It was released in 1987, Cafe Anyway, where we are. It is his follow-up to Parade. Parade was the album that had Raspberry Beret on it. That was a huge hit. And Pop Life, Everyone to Be a Thrill. And there was a great song on there called Mountains that I loved. I remember that. I remember listening to that in Germany. For some reason, Germany was playing it all the time when I was there visiting relatives in 1986. But let's see, the drum sound on Sign of the Times is a drum machine that was called a Linn LM-1.
Mike's out of left field recordings.
Yeah,
recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be repeated.
Isn't that out of left field? And then instead of musical instruments, he used a Fairlight CMI synthesizer. Oh, so, you know, you talk about Depeche Mode with all the synthesizer stuff that was happening in the 80s. Maybe A-ha. Maybe you talk about Human League. But what about Prince? He knew his synthesizers very well. Minimal instrumentation is heard on the stripped-down Sign of the Times. The lead single, four songs contain higher-pitched vocals to represent Prince's alter ego. I don't know the whole album. I remember there was a song, I'll Never Take the Place of Your Man, which is one of my absolute favorites. Oh, and You Got the Look that he did with Sheena Easton. Not Sheila E., but Sheena Easton. He did work with Sheila E. a lot. And Sheila E. is, I think she's watching over his vault, his library.
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
That's who I am. And that was, let's see, Sign of the Times came out in 1987 in February. Then If I Was Your Girlfriend. I don't remember that one. I don't remember that getting played on the radio, but apparently that was a single. You Got the Look got huge, and then the fourth single was I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. Baby, don't waste your time. I know what's on your mind. Wouldn't be satisfied with a one-night stand, but I can never take the place of your man. They were all top 10 hits. I thought Son of the Times made it to number one. And let's see. Nope.
A fine article.
Cool. You silly, great, fat article.
Reached number three on the Billboard Hot 100. That's the fine article I got here. It's actually from Wikipedia. It actually got to number 304 of the 500 greatest songs of all time ranked by Rolling Stone in 2010. It was constructed by Prince almost entirely on that fair light I mentioned. The lyrics talk about, and this is what I, and there's a, oh, an orchestra hit. Which is part of the Fairlight sounds that were used. It is a very sparse instrumentation, so it was very different from a lot of the other stuff he did, but it is an interesting song when you listen to it, because it's from 1987, and it talks a lot about all kinds of stuff that was happening the year I graduated from high school, which was 86, but then other stuff going on in 87. Yeah, so it is a fascinating album. It talks about HIV, AIDS, stuff that was definitely going on at the times. Gang violence, natural disasters, poverty, the crack epidemic, the space shuttle Challenger disaster, and the Strategic Defense Initiative, otherwise known as Star Wars, and the threat of nuclear war. Lyrics: in France, a skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. Well, we all knew what that was exactly when we heard that song in the 80s. Oh, we know what he's talking about. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle, and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys, and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Now, I remember all my friends hearing that song going, oh, Prince, we love Prince. We went and saw his movie. We're big fans. We went to his concert, whatever. But nobody could really, like, if the song came on in the car, nobody was singing along to it, because there's really no hook. He just says, times, times. And then the repeating chorus is, it's silly, no, when a rocket ship explodes and everybody still wants to fly. Some say a man ain't happy unless a man truly dies. Oh, why? Time. So he just keeps repeating time over and over again. Time, 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 which actually is either later that year or the next year that the Bangles did a remake of Hazy Shade of Winter by Simon and Garfunkel, where the lyrics include time, 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 see what's become of me. And Prince wrote the song Manic Monday for the Bangles. Some other lines in the song include, sister killed her baby because she couldn't afford to feed it, and we're sending people to the moon. It's in September. My cousin tried reefer for the first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Yeah, very dark, but it's got this funky beat, of course. And this nifty little drum machine, which at the time you didn't hear that anywhere. It was so, I guess, groundbreaking. It was definitely different to our ears in the 80s listening to the radio. And then, oh, about the Star Wars fly, the Strategic Defense Initiative. Baby, make a speech, Star Wars fly, neighbors just shine it on, but if a night falls and the bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? Yeah. So, just to remember, you're not going to hear that song on any 80s station. Anyone owned by Clear Channel, or whatever they're called now, or any of your local radio stations that play 80s, or, hey, let's listen to a song from the 80s, or an 80s night, or 80s... No, nobody plays it. Nobody. I've not heard it anywhere. Except, my wonderful friend over there, Barry, with his radio station, Camera Radio. He just had a big night last week where they did like a fundraiser. It's completely listener funded. And he's got a low power radio station in Camarillo, California, near where I spent a big chunk of my life and was on the radio on K-Hay and B95.1 KBBY. And that was in the 90s to the O's. And he's got this low power radio station down there that apparently you can hear. But it's low power. But you can definitely hear it at cameraradio.org, and you can hear this radio show. Yes. Woo! Mike's Daily Podcast is on it weekday mornings at 5:30 a.m. My little aside about Prince. Yes, he was a genius, but that's one song that people just do not recall that much. Some of the other great songs on that album. Do tariffs act like taxes to consumers and cause inflation? Ah, tariffs, you silly, silly thing. Ford hiked prices on Mexico-produced models, and they're blaming tariffs. Remember, that was a big thing. And
we love you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. In the campaign, Trump talking about, hey, they're building all the... we're not going to...
Hey, kids.
We're not...
It's me.
Going to deal with...
Don't rate me the clown.
The clowns. In Mexico, making the cars that we drive. He went on some rampage about that and rant. Prices on the Mustang Mach-E electric SUV, as well as the Maverick pickup and Bronco Sport, will increase by as much as $2,000 on some models. And in the toy world, Mattel, Woo! Let's hear it for toys, Mattel said it will be raising prices on virtually all of their toys. Let's see. That's fascinating. Look who's here.
Hello, my gosh, it's Madame Rutabaga. Oh, that is fascinating. Ooh.
I like saying fascinating. And you know what? It is, this show is like a fascinating project, isn't it? I think so.
The Fascinating Material Project.
The FM Project.
So much fascinating material, yes. Do you like the stuff we cover on the show?
Yes.
Do you like listening to music?
Yes.
Do you like Harry Styles?
No.
Oh my gosh. That's like sacrilegious today. You can't say that. Oh my.
You will travel into the incredible universe.
In the incredible universe. Look who else is here.
Hello there, Mike. This is Valentino, parking attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we would love to invite you to enjoy a delicious drink with us right now.
Kombucha.
Day.
Yeah, kombucha. Do you know that?
Thanks, guys. Oh, what a great thing to do.
Magnification.
As I recover from the 3-day weekend. Hey, tell your friends about this show. I know you hear that all the time. I know everybody that does a YouTube channel or does a podcast or does anything these days says, hey, make sure to tell your friends. Make sure to subscribe, like, and subscribe. No. All I'm just telling you is to tell a friend. Just tell a friend about Mike's Daily Podcast. I know, you know what? I just got through most of Jodie Whittaker's time as the Doctor on Doctor Who. And that is such a funny name for a show from England, because every single American who hears the name of that show goes, Doctor Who? Who? And that's as far as it gets. It cannot get any further into the brain of most Americans. So I have just ended my... trying to even explain it to people. If I know someone is a viewer of Doctor Who shows, and I know the Ronnie is now somehow involved in the show, which is hilarious because that was this lady, I forget her name. She was such an interesting looking actress back in the 80s and just really grumpy. Kind of reminded me of some, like a really bad real estate agent from the San Fernando Valley. Just kind of had this look about her. Yeah, buy the house. Here's your one chance. Is there an open house next week? Oh, we got to make an appointment. Anyway, cafe, anyway. I can't explain Doctor Who to anyone. But I finished the Jodie Whittaker thing. And Chris Chibnall, he wrote a lot of the Doctor Who's with Jodie Whittaker. I guess he was the showrunner for it. So He had the main ideas of where the show was going. And it really, it's not awful like I thought it was going to be from all the previews I saw. Some of it was interesting, intriguing, and I see where it would not appeal to most folks. I think you have to be really, really British to enjoy what Chris Chibnall was doing. But it took it in an interesting direction. And it was, it had a definite, it kept moving. And the settings kept moving in the two seasons. There's the first season, which was a little bit more all about introducing us, trying to, and that's the problem with Doctor Who, is they're always trying to introduce new audiences to who the Doctor is. Now it's Nkuti Gatwa, and it, or however you say the name, I'll practice. I've watched so many YouTube videos about him taking over Doctor Who, and Nkuti Gatwa. Anyway, Shooty. Ah, I'll practice. Hey, I'm just saying, is no matter how you should, the whoever's making a Doctor Who episode should not care at all if the audience has no idea what's going on. They should just jump right into it, and it's up to the audience member to figure it out. And that makes it interesting, because if you're into the lore, your friends will tell you about it. They'll fill you in. And there's this thing called Wikipedia, which you may have heard about earlier on the show. So at any rate, it does in the first season with Jodie Whittaker try to introduce her, explain her, and get you all connected with the new companions that travel with the Doctor. But then by the second season, it's all about digging into past Doctor Who villains, Doctor Who characters, and then it gets interesting. And that I kind of liked. And I had not seen that yet. So I rented it from the library and I saw it. It was ginormously cool.
Ginormous.
Yes. So what do you think about all of that? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Magnification.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.